Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, thanks for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio for that show, Mental Note. Guys, today's show, what is your definition of success? What motivates you? Are you self-motivated? Where do you find inspiration to grow and achieve? Where do you find that? These are some of the questions that I'll be touching on today, guys, because I'm always interested to know why people do what they do. You know, we're not all built the same. So, you know, I find it ridiculous when people say, all you have to do is this and you'll be successful. You know, this is what I did. You do this and it'll work for you. That is the furthest from the truth. Even, you know, as I travel through life and I can just remember, you know, before I kind of got a grip on what it was that I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it, then I would always, you know, be around friends or associates and they would try and, you know, get me to do what they were doing or follow my idea of whatever it was I was thinking of doing and, you know, try and do that exact same thing. And it never seemed to work. And the reason being, I think, is because God has equipped each of us with our own unique set of skills, our own unique character, and he has given us those gifts for our particular life. So, you know, it's gonna, if you use what God gives you for you, then it'll work. But if you try and do what I do, or if I try and do exactly what it is that you're doing and God didn't equip me for that, then it's not gonna work. It's really just that simple, guys. And my definition of success may not be your definition of success, and vice versa. I see that a lot. You know, people always seem to want to tell someone, you know, that they're not successful or they're not reaching their goals or they're not, you know, as far as they could be. And that's just, you know, it's hard to do that if you don't know what that person's definition of success is. You know, when I was growing up in the South, my parents and just aunts, uncles, you know, what I gathered was their definition of success was you get a decent job. And in where I'm from, a decent job would mean, you know, basically working maybe at a factory or becoming a teacher or nurse. But that's about as far as the good job situation went. So you would get you a good job. You would get married. You would have your kids. You know, you would go to the Friday night football game. You would throw cookouts for your family. And that's it. You're successful. If you hit all of those boxes, then where I'm from, you got it going on. You are the definition of success. Well, you know, for me, I couldn't wrap my mind around that was it. Surely that was not all that life had to offer, was what I was seeing. So, you know, I always was looking for something else, not necessarily something bigger or something, I don't know, just whatever my definition of success was. And even now, you know, it changes. My definition of success changes because as you complete goals and you start to achieve, then you start to think, you know, is this what I thought it was going to be? Or, you know, is this really my definition of success? Because, guys, I have had goals that I have reached, but I didn't really feel what I thought I was going to feel once I reached the goal. And, you know, I'm sure that other people feel this way because I've spoken to people who feel this way. You know, it's like the person who has all the money in the world, but they don't have love, or the person who has all the love, but they can't pay their utility bill, or, you know, and that's just the simplest way I can kind of put it, where you think once you accomplish. So say, for instance, if, you know, you are, I don't know, if you are in college and you think that, you know, once you graduate and once you get your job with your degree, then, you know, you'll be successful. Well, nowadays, if you get your job with the degree, you still may not be able to pay your mortgage, or, you know, things may go on that still will leave you in a situation where you don't have the money that you need. Or, you know, you have some people that, like even entrepreneurs, they say, and most entrepreneurs that I know, the ultimate goal is to make the most money, right? That's the goal. It's not about what they're doing as an entrepreneur. So it's not about what the actual job is. Meaning, like, say, for instance, someone who is a clothing designer, per se. Let's go there. Someone who's a clothing designer. Now, is the ultimate goal to design the clothes and see people actually wearing your clothes, and, you know, you're making money, and maybe, you know, it's enough money for you to live very comfortably, and you thought that when you were running around, you didn't have everything that you needed to make the clothes, you didn't have, you know, the buyers for the clothes, that you thought that once all of this stuff got into place, then you would feel successful, or you would have reached what you thought success was, right? So you do all of that, and you get to that point, and then you realize, you know, people are wearing the clothes and I'm making the money, but I'm not really, am I helping anyone? Am I contributing to society? How am I contributing to society this way? Or am I a selfish person where all I care about is people are wearing my clothes and I'm making the money, right? So that's one scenario. Or in my business, in the real estate business, you know, I see a lot of agents, brokers, investors who their sole purpose is sell the house, make the money, sell the house, make the money, sell the house, make the money, you know, or whatever form of real estate you're doing. It doesn't matter. You know, there's several ways guys to make money in real estate. And we all know, you know, there are several different ways to make the money. But after you've made the money, it's like you're on this rat race type, thing. You know, you sell the house, you make the money, you sell the house, you make the money. And sure, there's things, of course, you know, you spend the money and you can do things with the money. But now, as we sit in COVID-19 climate, in the COVID-19 world, the new world, right? I don't know if that is so important anymore. I mean, I really don't know, guys. I'm really, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about. With everything happening in the world, the police brutality, the racism, COVID-19, I'm thinking about what is really important. Like, what do I really want to accomplish in my life? You know, do I just want to make money? Do I just want to, because I mean, I make money. Okay. So it's like, and I know how to make money. So if I went broke tomorrow, I would still know how to make money. So, you know, God has equipped me with that. I know several different ways to make money. So that's not, we're not, I'm not saying that we don't need money. Of course we need money. We have to have money to live. What I'm saying is that it? You know, is that your definition of success is as long as I'm making the money? No, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I actually come on Blog Talk, guys, is because I think it's important that we all think about what is important in life. And a lot of times it gets misconstrued. And all of, you know, what I think is important, you're not necessarily going to think what is important, that it's important. But I at least want to put it on your mind that maybe, you know, there is something else to work towards that would actually give you a whole feeling of success. You know, and I will tell stories as time goes on, but, you know, I have some stories to tell, guys, when it relates to having, you know, you have all of your needs met as far as money is concerned. But if you're not helping someone, if you're not, you know, actively trying to make this world better for someone else, then you're going to feel less accomplished. Unless you're just a very selfish person. And there are those of you out there. I know you're out there. But, I mean, seriously, I have met very, and I have friends, you know, that are very wealthy, okay? And, but it's still something missing. It's still, you know, and I don't know if, is that how it always will be, where you're always kind of seeking the next thing? You're always kind of searching for the next thing. And that's where I think, you know, our spirituality is so important, because I think a big part of that is we don't rely on our relationship with God to sustain us and to kind of level us out. And I am the type of person that I have seen enough, experienced enough in my life to know that I can just rely on God. Literally, I mean, I can just rely on God. He literally has provided every thought, every creative thought that I've ever needed to accomplish whatever it was that I needed to accomplish it at a particular time. Sometimes, you know, I get, sometimes, you know, not frustrated, but my patience is tested. And I have to remember all of the other times that God has came through for me, and it puts me really back in my place. You know what I mean? It gives me my perspective back, because, you know, I don't want to ever achieve just based on, I don't know, just based on real superficial things. I just, that's not motivating to me. That's not, I don't get inspiration from that. I don't aspire to that. So, and I think, you know, a lot of people get it twisted when they see you move a certain way and they think, oh, well, you know, maybe it's this. But most times, you know, you have to really dig a little bit deeper to kind of see what actually motivates people and what their definition of success is. Guys, thanks for tuning in. It's that show, Mental Note, 15 minutes. It goes by fast. I will speak to you again soon. Remember, in all things, peace and love. Until then, be safe.